episode number 168, Camaro Data and How You Fit In.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Welcome back, everyone, for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
So what's new?
Oh, me?
Yeah, what's new with you?
Oh, I just got off a weekend up north.
Oh, a nice bender?
No, there was some benderness in it.
Bender-esque qualities to your weekend?
But it was almost just a precursor to the rest of the winter because I'm going to be heading up north a lot.
Yeah.
From now on. I'm going to buy a sled. I'm going to see how fast
I can. Well, you know, it is almost wintertime here in Michigan.
Actually, it's wintertime where I just came from.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been snow. It's been getting down to about 12 at nighttime. Here, I'm sure it was probably lower up there.
Ugh. I don't know. The place was, you know, I wasn't aware of the temperature. Let me put it that way.
Well, that's good.
Or of what time it was, or in some cases, what my name was.
I guess we need to get used because we got about, what, 4 more months of this?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. Because now, you know, it's good if you start planning for a snowmobile, at least you can enjoy it, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a sled. Let's see how fast I can do a cartwheel across the lake.
And you know what? For the first time, we can't complain about gas prices.
I was looking at the gas prices on the way back because they're cheaper down here in the lower half of Michigan than they are in the upper half. They're about $1.77 a gallon in the upper half.
Wow, I saw it as low as $1.61 here.
Since
we've been doing this podcast now, since, what is it?
It's been well 2006? Over 3 years, yeah. We're on episode 168, so.
Right. Gas prices have been over $2 a gallon. Way over $2 a gallon.
Yeah, they were.
This is the first time we can't complain.
Well, actually, in theory, it's a bad thing that they're down because it shows where the rest of the economy is.
Well, yeah.
But
it takes the good with the bad.
Yeah, that's my line. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty decent. Do you think we'll see a buck and a quarter?
Maybe.
Do you think we'll see a buck?
I don't know.
I don't think so, man. I'm not counting on that for sure.
I'm saying $1.50 by Christmas.
Wow, who'd have thought?
I know.
Man, speaking of dollars,
yeah,
I just donated 500 of those babies to Habitat for Humanity International via a really cool auction that I've been sitting on this thing ever since May. It just ended just a little while ago. Ended at $500. I auctioned off one green machine, Series 2 Camaro Z28.com diecast car that was signed by all the disciples, and as far as I could tell, the biggest signature collection of the Camaro team itself.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, Scott Settlemyer, John Fitzpatrick, Cheryl Pilcher, Al Oppenheiser, Tom Peters, and more people that I don't even remember who was there. They all signed it, and I wanted to hang on to that special one for charity, and well, there it is. It's about time. I figured it was time I did something decent for somebody else.
Good deal. Good deal.
So there's plenty more Camaro Z28.com Series 3 diecast cars left. Whether or not they're going to be worth $500 one day, I'll never know. But
I've been seeing people posting pictures of them as they've been receiving them. Some guy, I can't remember who it was, just posted a whole lot of them. He ordered, I don't know, what, like 20 of them or something? He got a couple green machines?
Yeah, there's some guys that they really went crazy because they're digging them.
Yeah.
Quite honestly, I am too. So pick yours up at cz28store.com. Excellent stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
That wake everybody up? Sorry, dude. You look like I stunned you. So, all right, so what's this Camaro data we're going to talk about?
Well, when we were at SEMA, at the Camaro display, they were handing out these cards. And it's called SEMA Research and Information, your single source for industry information, pocket edition. So basically, this is Camaro owner buying trends from an enthusiast perspective. And there's some interesting tidbits on here that I thought we'd go through and talk about this podcast.
Let me make sure I'm clear on that. It's that Chevrolet collected this data to give to businesses regarding the enthusiasts. Am I right? Or did I read it wrong?
Well, let me read you what it says here.
Right.
Every year, SEMA surveys automotive enthusiasts via its Automotive Lifestyle Survey of Automotive Magazine subscribers. For the nearly 3,000 responses received from owners of various vehicle makes, nearly 200 were Chevrolet Camaro owners. The responses were analyzed in order to determine how drivers of these earlier generation muscle cars customize and personalize their vehicles. And then that's all the data here. So I'm gonna go over this stuff. This is pretty interesting here.
Okay.
Demographics. Oh, average age of a Camaro owner, 36.
That's us.
That's us. I'm 37. I'm right in there. You're 36 though.
Yeah, but so that makes you an old fart.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Average household income, 91,000.
Oh shit. I mean, shoot, with two O's. Yeah,
your muffs. Okay. Percent with at least some college education, 70%.
Yep.
Yeah. Average spent last year of custom parts and accessories, $3,500.
$3,500?
Yeah.
That sounds, I think that's about right.
You think so?
Actually seems a touch high, but so I'm kind of surprised.
Percent that purchased specialty equipment within the first 6 months of vehicle ownership.
Oh, let me take a guess.
Yeah.
78.
88%.
Whoa. Within the first
6 months.
Wow.
That's pretty interesting.
That's a stout number.
Okay, here's the next one. Where Camaro owners surveyed purchase or plan to purchase the majority of their specialty equipment. Number one, internet or retail store website.
Heck yeah.
34%. Catalog or mail order, 25%. A custom shop or installer, 10%. Internet manufacturer's website, 10%. Internet and auction website, 7%. Independent parts store or installer, 4%. Other, 4%. And then it goes down by car and truck show, magazine, mail order. It's all 1% and 2% there.
Hmm. So internet by a landslide.
34%.
That's pretty heavy.
What
else you got?
Current Chevrolet Camaro registration data. The source is Experian Automotive as of 10/1/2008. First generation, 73,370. I didn't realize there was that many first gens around still.
Yeah, that's cool.
Registered. Second gens, 40,919.
Okay.
What about all those? Those Trans Ams, this is Camaros. Never mind. they trashed making Smokey and the Bandit.
Sorry, Pontiac guys.
Third generation, 280,756.
That's huge.
That's third generation, 82 through 92.
All right, hit us with the fourth gen.
Fourth generation, from 93 to 2002, 426,882.
So between third and fourth gen, well over 500,000.
Yes. And 39% of those are V8s. 39% of those are V8s.
Hmm. Neat.
And want to know the Chevrolet Camaro sales forecast?
Okay.
For the fifth gen?
Okay. These are the real numbers here. These aren't speculation.
This is the source from Auto Pacific Q3 sales forecast. This is where it's quoted from. 2009. 41,700.
Wait a minute. What happened to the 100,000 mark?
Well, let's keep going here.
It shows you between facts and the fiction, huh?
This is for the year, okay. Not for the model year.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
2010, 60,500. 2011, 57,900. 2012, 56,600. And 2013, 55,400. Interesting, huh?
Those numbers right there are pretty darn interesting.
Hmm.
What else you got?
We got one more thing here.
Okay.
And this is the top 10 products purchased or planned to be purchased by Chevrolet Camaro owners.
Well, now surveys. A lot of people are going to be able to identify with this.
Mm-hmm. Number one on the list at 72%. What do you think it is?
I know I've looked at this, but I honestly don't remember. Cold air intake.
What would be the first thing you would want to pull off the car and replace as soon as you bought this car?
Air filter, intake, or muffler, depending on what I had handy.
Okay, well, 72% said tires.
Tires?
Tires.
Very interesting.
Tires.
Tires?
Coming very close behind tires? At 71%, exhaust.
Okay, headers. There we go. That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah. At 67%, an air intake.
Okay.
Performance air filter replacement. At 67% also, exhaust kit, pipes, muffler, etc.
Mm-hmm.
65%, camshaft valve train.
65%
want to replace the cam immediately.
That's a lot bigger than I thought it would be.
Yeah. At 62%, ignition wires and spark plugs That's the last thing I'm thinking of replacing as soon as I buy a car. Unless you put a blower on it or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, keep going down the list here. 62% performance fluids, oils, lubricants, etc.
Yeah, I can see that happening. Yeah. A lot of guys are pretty particular to what kind of oil they put in their car.
Okay. 60% springs, shocks, suspension, sway bars.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's me all day long.
58% air intake, cold air intake conversion.
What was the first, like number three, I think?
Air intake performance air filter replacement.
Oh, the filter alone. Just the filter. So they segmented them out. Okay.
Yeah. And the last on the list at 56%.
Smooth locks?
Intake manifold.
I wonder who they're surveying, because some of those numbers don't seem quite right. The spark plugs and the intake manifold, I'm not quite getting that one.
I would think maybe if you're purchasing a first gen, maybe, or...
Yeah, but, boy, I don't know. That's
definitely something I wouldn't figure on replacing immediately when I bought the car.
Well, how about tires, dude?
Tires? No.
I mean, I know I am, but I'm...
about Rams?
Rams? let's not go...
I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's what I'll do is rims and tars and all that. Yeah. Interesting data nonetheless.
It is. It is.
I'd like to see... I wonder how that's going to compare when you know, things get rolling along. Speaking of which...
Yeah?
There's a lot of issues right now with everybody wondering what's going to happen with the Camaro. And Chris, we talked about this earlier, and,
yeah,
and our stance is...
It's business as usual.
It isn't anything until there's something to call it.
Right.
You know, we can't... You know, we're not gonna call it.
Nope.
Nope. We're not gonna try not to get fired up and worried and everything until there's something to be fired up and worried about.
Exactly.
It's not being, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? Ignorant. You know, ignorance is bliss. It's just, you know, let's just wait and see because it's out of our hands. Let's ride it out.
That's right.
That's what we say. So that's all we're gonna say about it.
As far as I know, my order will be made.
I'm still planning.
Yeah.
You know, like, hoping against all hope. If it is, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I'm not gonna, you know, burn my deposit.
Yeah.
Or whatever, I don't know.
Well, on another weird note.
Yeah?
My own worst enemy just got canceled.
Yeah.
By NBC.
Yeah, I know. Kind of bummed.
I am. Yeah. I enjoy the show.
I don't know. A couple of them, the episodes were kind of, you know, at the end of it, you're like, that was okay, but nothing to do naked cartwheels down the hallway about.
I guess they made 9 episodes. They're going to play them all, and that's it.
Well, hopefully there's an ending to them.
Probably not.
And nice. Hopefully we get to see the Camaro again because really,
it was the first episode. Yeah,
I was hoping to see a bit part here and there.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It showed the Traverse a lot more.
Well, you know, at least it was in there, and at least it got some serious attention, and
yeah,
it looked good.
Yeah,
it was all right.
Oh well.
So
another one bites the dust.
Yeah, I hope that Lost wraps up pretty quick here. I'm sick of that.
Well, that's not starting until January.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I'm going to be glued to the TV when it comes back on. I can't stop watching the damn show. They better end it. All right, enough of that. You got, hey, what is that, an email?
Yeah, we got one email this week.
All right, hit it.
Gentlemen.
Us?
Apparently. I have one of each of 4 generations of Camaros, and he attached an image, and they were beautiful cars.
Yeah? Can stick it in the show notes?
Yeah.
Cool.
I could do that.
Cool.
They are all white. I'm anxious to order the new 2010 SS2 RS Camaro, but am unable to find out whether it will be available in Summit White as interim availability. The dealers here don't have an answer. So I wondered how I can get in touch with Cheryl Pilcher and John Fitzpatrick to determine possibility. Please let me know. Cheers, Lloyd from Victoria, British Columbia in Canada.
Well, Lloyd, I got to tell you, there is no good way to get a hold of Cheryl and John, because as you know, they're probably pretty busy right now with the release coming out very soon. The best place to get data is, of course, we're going to say CamaroZ28.com. We got the forums for it. It's there. But nobody can answer that question there, although you should still ask because other people may be wanting to know as well. What is the story on that? It's not going to come until...
the end of the 2010 model year. That's what they had up in their slide at Indianapolis.
Right.
It said Summit White.
So you're going to have to wait...
Or Arctic White or something like that.
What do you think? He'd have to wait until... September, October of next year?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it might even get pushed to 2011 mm-hmm. model year. I don't know.
Yeah, there is no definitive answer right now. It's coming. It's just not coming right away. And, you know, hopefully sooner than later, but it may be later.
Yeah.
We're going to find out. Thank you for the email, Lloyd. And I guess if anybody has any other questions we can't answer or questions that we can, or if you want to talk about maybe where you fall in the demographics that we just talked about, the data, maybe what you're going to do with your Camaro. We've asked that before. Hey, all I got to do is pick up the phone or fire an email and give us a call. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So what else do we got going on here in the show?
Well, where's our, you know, phone call update from One Fast Dog? Do we have to ambush him via phone again?
Maybe he's really busy.
All right.
Because, you know, the LA Auto Show did start this past week.
Well, that's what we're waiting for the phone call on.
Yeah.
Paul, if you're out there, and we know you are, give us a buzz, give us the update. But what have we learned so far about the LA Auto Show?
From what I understand, there's two Camaros there, just like Paul told us last week.
Mm-hmm.
Although, from what I hear, there's a silver SS
mm-hmm.
and the black SEMA car.
Oh, nice.
At the LA Auto Show.
You know, that was hands down the favorite of
oh,
SEMA.
Oh, yeah, mine, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That just brought so much attention, which is surprising because I thought that all black cars were, at least on the Camaro level, on the way out.
Really?
But then again, they never looked good. You know, like the fourth gen's all blacked out. They looked good, but they didn't look really good.
Yeah.
Not as good as they do in the 2010. So, well, cool. Hopefully we'll hear from Paul and get an update. But if not, I'm sure there's some pictures floating around.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them posted. I've been gone for the weekend, so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. What else is there at the auto show? Well, speaking of auto news.
Yeah.
The new Mustang was revealed.
Yeah, at the LA Auto Show.
Oh, was it there? Yes. Okay, I wasn't sure if it was there or just online.
Yep, it was revealed at the auto show, and apparently Ford brought a buttload of them.
Hmm. Right, didn't somebody post that was they had a very impressive showing at the LA Auto Show?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, you know? That's really good.
That's good for the auto industry.
It makes a target. It makes a great target. What do you think of the new Mustang?
Personally, I think it looks the same as before.
Yeah.
I've never been a Mustang fan,
uh-huh.
so I can't really, I don't know, look at the car. I mean, except from when it went from, you know, like the 5.0 notch back to the next year version,
mm-hmm.
really tell the big differences on them.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like the same car.
I got
to
tell you, I like it better. It's definitely streamlined. I like it. I didn't really like this current generation too much. It was, forgive me, but it was too retro for me.
Yeah.
You know, with the big round fog lights and everything.
But doesn't the new one still have the big round fog lights?
Kind of, but it looks like it's been streamlined almost. Again, forgive me, guys out there, but it looks like it's starting to follow the same suggestion as the new Camaro.
Hmm.
To me. That's just me. And I'm not saying it's trying to be like it, and I'm not trying to say it looks just like it. I'm just saying it kind of puts itself a little one step closer to that similar competitive style. And I think it's good.
Now, do you know if they created an all-new architecture for the Mustang or if it's being built on the same platform?
Jeez, man, I don't know that.
Oh.
Keeping it real, dog.
Well, I'm assuming how fast they got it out.
Yeah.
It's probably just a remade body plastered on the same platform.
Plastered?
That's basically what they did with the Challenger.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of Challenger.
Yeah.
I had to pass right through Chrysler on the way up north.
I
didn't even think about this. There are Challengers everywhere at Chrysler headquarters.
Really? In Auburn Hills?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yep. I just happened to have to take care of a couple of things on the way through there before I headed up north. I like them. I'm glad they're out there.
Cool.
So the Mustang's looking good. It's definitely an improvement. So now it's just Camaro's turn.
This summer should be interesting.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to get so many tickets. It's going to be badass. My wife is going to kick me out of the house. So anybody in the greater Detroit area that has a couch I can sleep on, please call in. You know how.
Oh, jeez.
But hey, anybody has any facts on the new Mustang or want to give your opinion, give us a call. It's a Camaro show. We'd still like to, you know, hear what other people's opinion are.
Of course.
Of you know, cars that are one step away from the Camaro. Or a few steps behind.
Yeah.
Good stuff, huh?
Yeah.
I think it's time we get out of here. We're starting to feel a little punchy.
Yeah, of course.
Typical, right?
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening and have a terrific week. And
we'll see you next week.
You got it.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. or send your comments by email webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.